Hey everyone, it's Steve. My co-host Adam and I have been exploring Milwaukee our entire lives, and we've put together more than 260 podcast episodes about our incredible city. In this one, we're joined by Claire and Catherine from Visit Milwaukee. They both played an instrumental role in the launch of the brand new Milwaukee brand happening today. Jump into this for how the new Milwaukee brand came to be and who was involved, what is the reason or reasons for the new Milwaukee brand, and how can you, the community, get in on the fun and use the new Milwaukee brand to promote and pitch the city. All of this and more in this episode. Oh, and you can see what the new Milwaukee brand looks like on our Instagram at expmke. Experience Milwaukee is generously presented by Nicolet Law. Look for our Milwaukee Legends series in our stream, which is sponsored by Harley Davidson. Our home studio is in the Transfer Pizzeria Cafe, and our official beer partner is New Barons Brewing Cooperative. And if you want the inside scoop about what's happening in and around the city, including awesome giveaways each and every Monday, check out our free daily text at textmke.com. Thanks for listening. Love you, Milwaukee.
Hello, Milwaukee.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Steve.
And now, let's get into the episode.
Hey, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Adam.
Hello there.
Hey, Catherine. Hey, Claire.
Hey.
How's the water?
So hydrated.
I waited for you to take a drink. This is super exciting. We have a special glimpse into some things coming up for the brand that is Milwaukee, Visit Milwaukee. And we have Catherine and Claire here. And Adam's, you know, you can chime in, I guess, as well, since you're here today.
Great, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. But before we jump into that, let's start with Catherine. Just who the heck are you and what do you do at Visit Milwaukee?
I'm Catherine Levy. I'm the creative director here at Visit Milwaukee. So I do all things brand related, marketing campaigns, visuals, video, photo, all the fun stuff.
Nice. That's all
the fun stuff. Adam is the correct answer. Yes. Yeah, that's my passion and love as well.
Cool. And Claire, what the heck is going on over there?
So I do, sometimes it's the less fun stuff, but sometimes it's really fun because I get to work with Catherine a lot. I do all of the word stuff and then some of the advocacy stuff, which means the legislator stuff.
Ooh.
So anyways, for the purposes of the new brand, I got to think a lot about what's the message behind the visuals that go with this new brand, as a person who deals with media and messaging about Milwaukee as a whole, and then of course about us as a company, we're asked all the time, how would you describe Milwaukee? What are we supposed to be saying about Milwaukee? You know, local businesses are like, how should we be pitching Milwaukee? We want to do what you guys are doing. And so I'm thinking about that all the time. And I'll tell you, it's not super easy to sum up a city of, you know, 1.6 million people in one sentence or in three words.
Beer and cheese. Done.
Well,
kidding. That's what everybody says about Milwaukee.
You're fired, Adam.
It's wrong.
You know, if that's your entry into Milwaukee, we will not, we're okay with that. We're just going to try and open your eyes, broaden your horizons. Anyways, this whole brand project has been fascinating to kind of come up with a new message that hopefully a lot of these people who've been asking for some kind of succinct messaging can use in their own marketing.
Cool. So just a little bit of work in this project.
Just like two little years. You know?
Two tiny little
years. Yeah.
Microscopic years of hard work and dedication.
But Catherine, how many years have you been thinking about this project?
Eight.
What?
So I came on board 8 years ago knowing that we needed a new logo. And thankfully, when Peggy Williams-Smith came on board just over 3 years ago, she was all in. But something got in the way. Sorry, she's been here 4 years.
Wow. Four
short years. A pandemic got in the way.
Oh, it sure did. Yeah, you know, we don't count those years.
Here we are.
Here we are.
We never do. They're just like nothing years. They just, we didn't get anything done.
Catherine, what does it mean to think about the brand for a city to you as, in your role as a, you know, heading up all this creative stuff?
Yeah, it's hugely daunting. I mean, that's a lot of responsibility to help shape the future of Milwaukee's brand and what it means to its citizens and the people here in the business at Visit Milwaukee too. But it was definitely a huge undertaking and team project. So we had a lot of great partners in this, not only staff here at Visit Milwaukee, but we hired Occupop, the branding agency, and worked really closely with them. But we also used P3 Development, a local community group here as well, that helped to do a lot of the engagement. And that is an ongoing effort with them that we are, you know, reviewing assets and creative and making sure that that is on the mark. But we also did a ton of research. Mm-hmm. So we did a DNEXT survey. We worked with a lot of city leaders and officials, the mayor, the alderpersons, their constituents. The list goes on and on of the outreach and input that we gathered to make the brand.
Sure.
So the more voices we had, the better and less daunting it felt to, you know, get a cohesive sense of where it was going. But yeah, really exciting project to be a part of.
Adam, you've got to have a wild card in here as a designer.
I've had several wild cards, but I'll keep it short.
Yeah.
No, I won't. Okay, Claire, how much of your day-to-day is working in AI right now, ChatGPT in it? You said lots of words, and I was like, ooh, right now all everybody's thinking about is words putting into ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm. I would say very little. I mean, I use it every once in a while as like starters for some corporate communications work.
100%. But, that's what I use it too for.
Yeah. You know, it's like good for letters of support or welcome letters or, you know, sort of little things like that. But if it's a big speech or if it's something that really needs to be nailed, and I'm rewriting it entirely if I'm using it.
Sure.
So it's not that helpful.
Sure.
Yep. Yeah. It's yeah, exactly what you said. It's great foundational copy. But for the big things, you have to be far more specific, and AI is just not there yet.
Yeah.
Catherine,
for like outline planning, I'll say, and like strategy, like
make sure you're not missing something, you know.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, good question. Good call. Okay, Catherine, you've had 8 years to think about why. Why does Visit Milwaukee need a new brand, a new logo, and potentially a new identity? I don't know how far, I don't know how deep the rabbit hole goes on this, but I know at least brand and logo. So hit us with the why.
Yeah, 2024 is a big year for Milwaukee. A lot of national spotlight is happening right now and is going to continue through the rest of the year. So the timing is really great to make sure that while all eyes are on us, we are delivering the best product possible. Milwaukee's changed so much in the last couple of years that we just knew that the brand needed to reflect the current moment and momentum and then prepare us too for the future and other opportunities that are down the road.
Do you have visions of how the community can get involved? Like how you're not just a company that just exists to do what you want to do. You involve the whole community in what you do. How will the new brand sort of foster that same kind of thinking?
We're asking immediately all of our 900 plus partners to be a part of this and to embrace it and share it out. That's going to happen in a number of ways. We're doing good old direct mail pieces to put up new signage in their spaces, but also a little asset kit that they can download and utilize to help share out the brand through their own channels and find their own piece in it and make new marketing and brand materials for themselves. all under, you know, the guidance of our new brand. But then it goes beyond that too. We're welcoming meetings and conventions where this brand's going to exist. We're including locals to become local ambassadors as well and share the brand out through their own way. We hosted a group of influencers the other week as a preview to the brand, and we're excited to see how they put their own flourish on it. So I don't think we fully realize all the ways that this will roll out, but we're really excited with the engagement that we have had so far and will continue to see. And we want to encourage that and foster that community of creativity around the brand.
How will you deal with breaking the internet next Tuesday?
Well, we can't say next Tuesday because this is going to be...
Oh, I mean today. You're breaking the internet today. I mean today.
This very effing moment.
Claire, what were you going to say?
Well, another way locals can embrace it is through the messaging, and we're already seeing them do that.
Uh-huh.
We presented this to we gave the mayor an early look at the brand, how we're going to put it out there, and advertising and activations and all those spaces, and then also the messaging. And his response was so positive that he incorporated the messaging into his State of the City address this year.
Oh, cool.
So. And wore our new logo on a pin for that speaking engagement. So we hope that messaging thing is something that anyone can kind of latch on to, whether it's MMAC, M7, or any business that's doing, you know, recruitment activities to Milwaukee.
Sure.
Every business in Milwaukee is pitching the city in some kind of way to some kind of audience. And
sure.
So hopefully there's a little bit that they can take and use.
Cool. And so toughest last question. Where is, like, can we see it? Can you show it to us? Is it on where is it? On a sticker, on a pin, on a t-shirt?
It's everywhere and nowhere.
Yeah.
It's everywhere and nowhere. It will be everywhere soon.
It will be.
Do you have, is there a penalty for people that continue to use the old Visit Milwaukee logo? Like, do they get thrown into the lake or
It's a brand that's existed for 20 years, so it's going to take some time to roll that over.
Yes.
But we also have our old logos that people are still really big fans of and
sure.
other brand
Retro.
Iterations, like the M Wave, A Great Place on a Great Lake, or Genuine American.
Mm-hmm.
Those are things that we still celebrate to this day. So I think the Calatrava and all its glory is going to continue to be one of those fan favorites and hold a special place in everyone's heart. So It's going to take us 20 more years to make sure this brand is everywhere it needs to be.
And that's fine, because everybody who has the current stuff just immediately got vintage clothing.
Yes.
Because it's like classic. It's throwback. It's great.
Do you have a pin with you? You can show it up to the camera.
Otherwise, you know, we'll just use the...
Oh, look at that.
Sick.
Woo! All right, we won't show anyone till today. Which is Tuesday.
Merch.
We won't show anyone until today, which is Tuesday at 2:30 p.m.
It's 2:30 p.m., yes. Cool. Well, this was fun to get a little glimpse into all this work that's gone into it. You know, I think people will see it, and they'll think, oh, cool, this must have been done, like, in the past few days. And you really have, you know, 8 years into this work. So thank you to both of you for
it's
all
nice
that
to
you
shine
do
a light
yeah,
on all
for this
work.
City. Yeah. You make it fun, so thanks.
Thank you guys.
Yeah.